from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
And here's Bobby Witt Jr. First pitch. Fastball lifted. Deep to left field. Benintendi back. On the track. It's out of here. Bobby Witt Jr. delivers a go-ahead grand slam. The Royals take the lead in the top of the eighth. It is 8-5. Nobody is hotter than Bobby Witt Jr. is right now. His fourth hit of the game.
We ought to just play that coming back from every break. I shot out of my bed like a rocket last
night. Rocket ship.
I mean, damn near put a hole in my ceiling.
Well, you don't want to do that. Then the landlord gets you for that security deposit.
I would just show him that video.
Okay.
And I'd be like, you agree? He'd be like, yeah, you'll be all right.
You'll be all right. We'll take care
of
the patchwork.
You know what Ritz do next week?
Yeah. Bobby hit a home
Enjoy
run.
Bobby Witt Jr. for now. By the way, if you missed it. Bobby Witt Jr. set the world on fire last night.
Not just with his bat, but with his glove in the ninth inning. And you know, my wife, after she called the grand slam, because she goes, he's going to hit a grand slam here. First pitch, grand slam. Of course, she's always right, right, Dusty?
yes, Bob.
Hits the grand slam, does all that. But to me, it was more about, like, MacArthur tried to give that game back in the ninth inning, right? Did he not? Everybody
Boy,
can
Q
agree,
threw him right?
Right
back out
right
there.
Back out there. Well, I mean, it's an eight. Look.
What an Andy Reid move.
But it was the perfect, actually, situation. You're up, what? 8-5 at that point in time against a White
Sox
team.
Save opportunity.
You got an opportunity to go out there against the worst team in baseball. Let's see what you can do, right? And he tried to give it away, but Bobby Witt was making play after play after play. And like I said, I was watching the White Sox feed last night, and I hear Steve Stone start talking about Bobby Witt.
Look, I know that there's a guy in Los Angeles signed for $700 million, and there's no doubt that Otani is a wonderful player. I'd rather have Bobby Witt Jr. than Otani? Yes. And the reason is...
Steve Stone, hot take.
Well, number one, because you've got yourself a shortstop, which is a man in the middle of just about everything. You have a guy that hits just about, maybe just as well as Otani. He doesn't have the power of Otani, no doubt about it. Obviously, he's not going to pitch. But this guy is going to play every day for you, and he's going to play in the field at a critical position. You try to win anything in this game without a shortstop, you're not going to win. So, it's 6-1, half dozen of the other. A lot of people would say that Otani's bat and the fact that he can pitch would put him above. For me, I want that guy because I've never seen, in all the time I've seen that guy right there, he has never dogged one step, never, anywhere. And that play he just made from shortstop, there are not many guys in baseball anywhere that could make that play.
So that's Steve Stone on NBC Chicago last night. And to my wife, that's why I watch sometimes the opposition to see what they're saying, because you get nuggets like that where Steve Stone is saying, I'll take Bobby Witt over Shohei Ohtani. And his co-host there is like, that's a hot take. Is it a hot take, or is that just a smart baseball take to say the shortstop is the quarterback, right? They always talk about being built up the middle in baseball. Your catcher, your second, your short, your center fielder. You're strong up the middle. You're going to have a great opportunity to win. The most important position in the game, where the best kid always played when we were all growing up, was at shortstop, right?
Yeah.
Bobby Witt Jr. is that kid. Now, I don't want to take anything away from Shohei Ohtani. I still think he is the greatest baseball player we've ever seen, because he does pitch and he does play the outfield and he does hit like it's nobody's business. But Bobby Witt Jr. is out here making play after play after play, and he's winning games for you defensively, and he's winning games for you offensively. It's safe to say and fair to say that Bobby Witt Jr. right now is the best all-around player in Major League Baseball. And I don't know that the argument's even close right now.
And this is from Royals PR Nick Keppel, who put this up last night on Twitter, because Steve Stone's not technically wrong when he says he's never seen somebody like this. Mm-hmm. Bobby Witt Jr. is on pace for 131 runs, pretty good, right?
Yeah, that's pretty good.
224 hits, that's like Ichiro category.
Yeah, that's crazy numbers, that's like, anything over 210 is like, oh my God.
We don't see a lot of guys get 200 hits these days anymore.
No.
89 of those 224 hits are extra base hits, 113 RBI, and 34 stolen bases. He then finishes with, no player in Major League history has finished a season with those totals. Bob, that's why this MVP conversation is not just a 7-1 odds. I refuse to believe that. Vegas, you can have your odds.
Yeah.
You can have doom and gloom tweets that Mr. Gold gave us last night. This MVP race is closer than people think. Mm-hmm. And I understand what Aaron Judge is doing in New York. I understand what he's doing. He's on fire.
He had two home runs again yesterday.
And then gave Jad Chisholm his bat, and he hit two home runs with it.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
So, cool story, bro. I'm sorry, and I mean this, and you can call me a homer, you can call me biased, I don't give a rip. Bobby Witt Jr. is the most valuable player in baseball because of what this team is.
Mm-hmm.
It's not
just ask yourself this question. Make it simple for yourself. Are the Royals where they are without Bobby Witt Jr. right now? The answer is 100% no. Are the Yankees where they are without Aaron Judge? Probably not, but I will say I think Bobby Witt right now is more valuable to the Royals, because you could probably close your eyes and see a way for the Yankees to get into the playoffs without Aaron Judge, even though I know when he does miss time, they're not the same team, right?
Right.
But with Bobby Witt Jr., there is no chance in hell that the Royals are even being talked about in the postseason conversation going into the day of the trade deadline, which is today, without Bobby Witt Jr. on this roster. And that's why, for me, he's the MVP. Like, he's the MVP because Aaron Judge hits, but Aaron Judge isn't out there making the plays on defense like Bobby Witt Jr. is making. And I'm not trying to take away from anything that Aaron Judge has done out there. This is like comparing the two greatest of all time, right? Like, who's better, LeBron or Michael? Like, great July sports radio topic. But this is like a legit MVP race conversation, Dusty, that we're having right now. And it's hard for me not to look past Bobby Witt Jr. and give him the vote because of the way that he plays defense and the way that he single-handedly won that game for the Royals last night. And it's not just about last night. It's been about what Bobby Witt has done basically since the first pitch was thrown this season. Bobby Witt Jr. has been a force to be reckoned with. He has taken over this team. He has taken over the city. He has taken over the game right now. And he's doing things on the field that Aaron Judge just quite honestly could not do at this moment in time.
And there's stat line where you can give or take. Judge 318, Bobby's 347. He's almost hitting 30 points higher than Aaron
that's
Judge
huge.
In average.
That's huge.
Right. Judge has 83 runs. Bobby Witt Jr. has 87. So he's scoring more often than Judge is. Judge obviously almost has 100 RBI. Bobby Witt has 75. Judge has 39 home runs. Bobby Witt has 19.
Right.
So again, those stat lines are a little bit more in Judge's favor. And he's having a great year. 315, 99 RBI, 39 home runs. And he's got a WAR of 7.4, whereas Bobby has a WAR of 6.7. But when you look at
could have 100 RBIs before August, which is pretty damn impressive. I mean,
it's just interesting when you look at the word valuable player and then most, I know it's MVP, but when you look at who's the most valuable player to their team, are the Yankees still in first place doing what they do? Probably, maybe. I mean, they're still a dominant team.
Baltimore probably has a sizable lead, but I think the Yankees are probably still sniffing around the playoffs without Aaron Judge this year.
But the Royals don't go from a 56-win team to a 85-win team without Bobby Witt Jr. doing what he's doing.
And you mentioned whatever that stupid stat was, that war or whatever.
Yeah,
wins above replacement. Which I don't buy into. Are you telling me the Royals are only 6 games worse without Bobby Witt Jr. on their roster? I find that very hard to believe, right? I find that very impossible to believe right now. And so when you're looking at
They're one game worse without him last night.
Right, they were. Yeah, absolutely. They lose that game, no question, without Bobby Witt Jr. last night. But when you start to really compare it and look at it and who does most for their team, and for their organization, I mean, it's a hard argument. It really is to separate the two, but those are the only two that should be in the consideration for the MVP vote right now, because both of those guys are truly carrying their team. Judge is putting up astronomical numbers, but if you're going to factor in the entire player, Bobby Witt steals bases, Bobby Witt makes plays on defense, Bobby Witt has saved games with his glove. Aaron Judge, again, not a knock on Aaron Judge. He's more of a one-trick pony than Bobby Witt Jr. is. Aaron Judge is 100% a bat guy, right? Makes some plays in the field, but Bobby Witt is a true five-tool player that literally does everything to help your baseball team win. Therefore, in my opinion, he's the MVP of this American League right now.
Speaking of the MVP, she doesn't play for the United States. We switch gears to the Olympics. Don't worry, we'll give you plenty of Royals baseball. Mac Morey, Bob Fesco, Dusty Likens. You're listening to Fesco in the Morning on 610 Sports Radio.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.